Hi, my name is Vaibhav Samant. I am a business leader with over 2 decades of experience across sales leadership, business transformation, and entrepreneurship. Over my career, I have worked across industries such as consumer goods, retail, telecom, and consulting, leading large-scale operations and transforming programs for both startups and corporates. Today, I lead a fast-scaling agritech venture by the name of Revasa Farms. That is building future-ready supply chains and sustainable ecosystems in India's fruits and vegetable sector. Agribusiness is not just about farming. It's about creating a bridge between farms and consumers that is efficient, transparent, and sustainable. Fruits and vegetables, being highly perishable, demand a supply chain that is faster, smarter, and more reliable than traditional models. And this is exactly where our focus lies. When I talk to you about supply chain and value chain management, I'm not only referring to logistics or transport. I'm talking about an entire ecosystem approach where farmers, retailers, technology, consumers come together to form a seamless flow of value. This perspective has guided Revasa Farms as we work with modern trade outlets, local stores, and consumers, ensuring freshness and reducing waste while giving farmers a fair return. With this background, let us now look at the core characteristics of agriculture supply chains and understand what makes them unique compared to the other industries. Agriculture supply chains are very different from a typical industrial supply chain. At the very start, they depend on raw material sourcing that is unpredictable, seasonal, and unlike manufactured groups, crops and livestock cannot be produced on demand. They depend heavily on soil quality, rainfall, and climatic conditions. This makes the chain inherently fragile. Another key feature is the presence of multiple stakeholders, from farmers and aggregators to processors, distributors, retailers, and finally consumers. Each actor adds both value and cost. The challenge is ensuring that the chain moves smoothly so that every stakeholder benefits and the consumers receive quality products at the right price. The third characteristic is the complexity of the coordination. Agriculture products move from rural to urban centers, often across long distances and multiple handovers. Each stage must align in timing and quality. Any mismatch can lead to losses. Lastly, these chains are deeply dependent on natural factors. Unlike factory output, harvest can be disrupted by unexpected rains, pests, or droughts. This dependency creates a high variability in both supply and quality. In short, agri-supply chains are fragile yet vital, and their efficiency directly impacts farmer incomes, consumer access, and food security. Now that we have seen their defining traits, let's explore their vulnerabilities and risks that makes the agriculture supply chain especially challenging to manage. Agriculture supply chain operate under constant uncertainty, making them highly vulnerable to compared to other industries. The first and the most obvious risk comes from natural disasters. Floods, droughts, and cyclones can wipe out months of efforts in a single event, damaging both crops and infrastructure. Second, there is the threat of disease outbreaks. Pests, crop infections, livestock diseases can reduce yields drastically, lower quality, and disrupt the supply continuity. These outbreaks don't just affect local farmers. Their impact can ripple across the entire supply chain, creating shortages and price shocks. Third, geopolitical tensions and trade policies play a big role. Tariffs, import restrictions, or sudden change in export regulations can choke across the border trade, delay shipments, and increase cost. For perishable goods, even minor delays can translate into huge losses. Finally, market volatility amplifies the risk. Sudden demand in surges or drops, coupled with seasonal cycles, put enormous strain on the system. The result is often mismatched supply demand, where farmers lose income despite high consumer prices. Understanding these vulnerabilities is essential, because only then the agribusiness can design resilient models that absorb shocks while still delivering value to both producers and consumers. With the risks in mind, one of the most pressing challenges we must address is perishability, the short life of agriculture products. One of the defining features of agriculture products is their limited shelf life. Fruits and vegetables start losing quality from the moment they are harvested. Without proper handling, much of the harvest can be wasted before it even reaches the consumer. This perishability demands a robust cold chain logistics system. Refrigerated trucks, cold storage warehouses, and temperature-controlled retail shelves are essential to slow down spoilage and extend shelf life. Yet in many regions, such infrastructure is either inadequate or too expensive, leading to high post-harvest losses. Beyond temperature control, efficient handling is equally important. Bruising during transportation, exposure to sunlight, or improper packaging can all reduce product value. Even minor handling can make produce unsellable, resulting in financial loss for farmers, distributors, and retailers alike. The perishability issue is not just about economics, it's also about food security. When 20 to 30% of the fresh produce is lost due to poor supply chain management, it represents wasted resources, lost income, and reduced access for consumers. Solving this requires a coordinated investment in cold chain, training and in handling practices, and adoption of technology that monitors product conditions in real time. Beyond perishability, another critical issue is price volatility in agriculture commodities, which directly impacts both farmers and consumers. Price volatility is one of the most disruptive forces in agribusiness supply chain. Unlike manufactured goods, agriculture commodities are deeply influenced by natural and market factors. Seasonal production cycles, sudden weather changes, and unpredictable consumer demand all contribute to sharp swings in prices. For farmers, volatility means income uncertainty. A bumper harvest often drives the prices down, leaving them with low returns despite high production. Conversely, poor harvest can raise prices, but only consumers feel the pinch. Farmers with little produce cannot benefit from the high market rates. For business and retailers, volatility complicates inventory planning and pricing strategies. If prices rise too quickly, margins shrink. If they fall drastically, overstocking leads to heavy losses. Consumers, meanwhile, face affordability challenges when essentials become unaffordable in lean season. Adding to this is the role of external factors like government, policy changes, subsidies, or exports ban, which can either stabilize or intensify volatility. Global market trends also spill over in local markets, further destabilizing prices. Managing this volatility requires predictive analytics, diversified sourcing, and transparent market data to enable smart decisions across the chain. Alongside volatility, agriculture supply chains also face logistical constraints that increase cost and reduce efficiency. Logistics forms the backbone of agriculture supply chain, but in reality, they remain one of the weakest links. The first major constraint is transport infrastructure. Poor road conditions, traffic bottlenecks, and limited access to efficient rail or port systems often delay deliveries and increase cost. For perishables, every hour lost reduces shelf life and produces quality. The second challenge lies in storage and warehousing. Many regions lack adequate cold storage facilities. Farmers often have no choice but to sell immediately after harvest, even at lower prices, because they cannot store their produce safely. This leads to distressed sales and limits bargaining power. A third constraint is the coordination among stakeholders. With fragmented networks of farmers and middlemen and distributors, synchronization becomes difficult. Miscommunication and delays in the handover creates inefficiencies and wastage. Moreover, the cost of logistics in agriculture is disproportionate high compared to other industries. Limited economics of scales, underutilized transport, and inconsistent demand patterns means that the farmers and retailers alike bear high costs. Overcoming these challenges requires investment in rural infrastructure, development of cold storage network, and digital platform that streamline coordination between the stakeholders. Having looked at the infrastructure limitations, let us now turn to the role of stakeholder coordination in making agriculture supply chains more effective. Agriculture supply chains are built on the active participation of multiple stakeholders, each playing a unique role. At the start are the farmers, who provide the raw produce. Their decisions on crop choice, harvesting, and initial quality checks sets the tone for everything that follows. Next are the processors, who transform the raw material into the consumer-ready products through washing, grading, cutting, milling, or packing. Their role is not just about processing, but also about ensuring food quality and quality compliance. The distributors come in as the connecting hub. They coordinated the transport and storage, ensuring the steady flow of goods across long distances. Their efficiency determines how quickly products reach retail shelves without losing the freshness. Finally, retailers act as the face of the supply chain to the consumers. Whether supermarkets, local stores, or online platforms, they ensure availability, visibility, and customer satisfaction. The challenge lies in synchronizing all the stakeholders in the entire value chain. If even one link falters, farmers delay harvest, or processors mishandle, distributors miss deadlines, or retailers mismanage the stock, the entire value chain suffers. Effective stakeholder coordination is therefore the difference between profit and loss, efficiency and waste. Once we understand the role of the stakeholders, the next question is, how do we mitigate the risk and build resilience into this value chain? The vulnerabilities of agriculture supply chain can never be eliminated entirely, but they can be managed. One critical strategy is investing in cold chain technologies, refrigerated trucks, pack houses, and cold storage, which extend shelf life and reduce spoilage, ensuring that the products remain fresh until they reach consumers. Second, predictive analytics is transforming the sector. By using data on weather demand patterns and consumer preference, businesses can forecast requirements, optimize inventory, and even anticipate disruptions even before they occur. Third, supply chain must embrace diversification of both sourcing and distribution. Relying on a single superior or route increases fragility, whereas diversified networks enhance resilience against shocks. And finally, the infrastructure investment is the key. Better rural roads, modern warehousing, digital logistic platforms not only improve the efficiency, but also empower farmers with fair market access. At Revasa Farms, for example, we have seen how technology-driven demand forecasting combined with efficient cold chain partnerships significantly reduce wastage and improve farmer returns. Ultimately, these strategies must work together. Risk management is not a single intervention. It is an ecosystem approach where technology, infrastructure, and collaboration reinforce one another. With these strategies in mind, let's step back and capture the key takeaways and future outlooks for what we have discussed on agriculture supply chain. Agriculture supply chains are fragile but indispensable. Their defining features are perishability, fragmentation, and natural dependence. This makes them vulnerable, yet they also present immense opportunity for efficiency and value creation. The key takeaway is that coordination and innovation are non-negotiable. Cold chain infrastructure reduces spoilage, predictive analytics improves planning, and diversified networks minimize the disruptions. Together, these approaches strengthen resilience. Another important insight is that farmers must remain at the center of the chain. Without ensuring their viability, no supply chain can be truly sustainable. By reducing post-harvest losses, improving market linkages, and enabling fair pricing, we create shared value for every stakeholder, from producer to consumer. Looking ahead, the future of agriculture supply chain will be technologically driven. Real-time tracking through IoT, sensors, AI-based demand forecasting, and digital farmer platforms will transform how produce moves from farm to market. Equally, collaborative partnerships between government, private players, and farmers will be critical in building inclusive and future-ready systems. The opportunity is clear. Efficient, transparent, and resilient supply chains are the foundation of food security and rural prosperity. Having explored the supply chain side, we now move into the value chain analysis in agribusiness to see how value is created at every step. While the supply chain focuses on the movement of goods, the value chain looks deeper at how value is created, enhanced, and captured at each stage. In agribusiness, value chain analysis helps us identify where cost can be reduced, quality improved, and profitability maximized. It begins with production, where farmers invest in inputs such as seeds, fertilizers, and irrigation. Their practices directly influence quality and yield, which sets the foundation for all further value addition. Next comes processing and manufacturing, where raw produce is transformed into consumer-friendly products through washing, grading, packaging, or specialized processing like juicing or milling. This stage not only preserves freshness but also enhances the marketability. Distribution and retail further add value by making products accessible in convenient forms and formats, while support activities like lease, research, marketing, and logistics amplify efficiency and competitiveness. The essence of the value analysis is this. It reveals both gaps and opportunities. For example, inefficient logistics might erode margins, but better branding or organic certification can unlock premium pricing. For agribusinesses, mapping the value chain is the first step towards building a sustainable and profitable model. Let us now zoom into the foundation of the value chain, primary production. At the heart of the value chain lies primary production, the stage where farming truly begins. This stage involves heavy input, investments such as land, labor, seeds, fertilizers, and irrigation systems. Farmer puts not only resources but also immense effort to cultivate crops or raise livestock that will serve as raw material for the entire value chain. However, this stage is also where risk and uncertainty are most pronounced. Weather conditions, pest attack, fluctuating input costs, and market volatility all affect the output. Even the best farming practices cannot fully overcome nature's unpredictability. Despite these risks, primary production represents the biggest opportunity for efficiency. Adopting modern farming practices, precision agriculture, and sustainable methods, we can dramatically improve yields and reduce cost. Moreover, linking farmers to reliable markets ensures that their effort translates into fair income rather than distressed health. In value chain terms, production of not just the growing food, it is also about creating a foundation of quality that will carry through to every stage of the chain. Poor inputs or mismanaged farming will cascade into inefficiencies later on, while strong, sustainable production practices unlock value for everyone downstream. Once the raw material is grown, the next crucial step is processing and manufacturing, where value addition truly begins. Processing and manufacturing are where agriculture products begin their transformation from raw commodities into consumer-ready goods. At this stage, value addition takes place through techniques such as grading, washing, cutting, milling, juicing, and packaging. These steps extend shelf life, enhance safety, and improve overall product appeal. The role of quality control here cannot be overstated. Maintaining hygiene standards, ensuring consistency, and meeting regulatory requirements all build consumer trust. Inconsistency or poorly processed goods not only lose value but can also harm brand reputation. Equally important is marketability. Specialized processing, for example, organic labeling, ready-to-eat packaging, or juice extraction allows products to reach premium segments and new markets. This is where differentiation begins. Products that are branded and well-packaged stand out from generic alternatives, commanding better prices and loyalty. For businesses, efficiency at this stage also drives profitability. Streamlined operations, automation, and technology integration also reduce cost while increasing throughput. In other words, this stage determines whether raw produce is sold as a low-value commodity or elevated into a high-value consumer product. After processing, the focus shifts to distribution and retail channels, where accessibility and visibility drive success. Distribution and retail are where agriculture products meet the consumer, and the way this success stage is managed can define success or failure. Distribution networks, wholesalers, distributors, and logistics providers play the role of arteries carrying produce efficiently from processors to market. When these links are weak, delays, spoilage, and higher costs become unavoidable. Retail presentation is equally critical. Think of a supermarket shelf stacked with shiny apples or neatly packaged salad mixes or branded organic pulses. The consumer buying decision is not only about price, it is influenced by freshness, appearance, and convenience. That's why washing, grading, and packaging matter as much as timely supply. A powerful example here is how online grocery platforms in India like Big Basket or Zepto have changed consumer expectations. Doorstep delivery of fresh vegetables within 10 minutes was unheard of just a few months ago. This shows how distribution innovation can redefine the market. For agribusiness, the lesson is clear. Efficient distribution ensures reach, while smart retailing builds trust and demand. Together, they close the loop between farm and consumer. Supporting these stages are powerful support activities, research, marketing, and logistics, which silently drive value creation. Support activities often remain invisible, but they are the real force multipliers in the value chain. Let us start with the research and development, R&D. Advances in crop genetics, pest-resilient varieties, and sustainable practice improve productivity and resilience. For example, drought-tolerant maize hybrids in Africa have helped farmers sustain yields despite erratic rainfall. Next is marketing strategies. Farmers and companies that invest in branding and targeted campaigns often secure higher prices. Consider the case of Darjeeling Tea. It's a global brand identity, ensures a premium far beyond its production cost. Similarly, at Revasa Farms, branding our products as farm fresh curated for supermarkets has opened new urban markets. Another crucial support activity is logistics management. Optimized routing, real-time tracking, and well-designed cold storage reduce losses. For example, mango exporters from Ratnagiri who adopted reefer containers saw wastage drop down from 25% to below 5%, turning exports profitable. This key insight is that while production and processing are visible, support functions magnify their value. Neglecting them leaves money on the table. Investing in them creates a competitive edge. Let's now explore how this chain of activities contributes to the economic value creation across the system. Value chains can be leveraged not just to survive, but to win in competitive markets. The first pathway is process streamlining, eliminating inefficiencies. Farmers in Andhra Pradesh connected to the eNAM portal saw quicker payments and fewer middlemen, reducing transaction cost. The second pathway is product differentiation. Unique branding, certificates like fair trade or organic, or even niche positioning like Ratnagiri Alfonso Mangoes create a distinctiveness that consumers are willing to pay more premium. Revasa Farms does this by offering curated assortments of fresh produce under strict fairness benchmarks, differentiating us from traditional wholesale. The third pathway is new market penetration. For example, Indian pomegranates that once sold mainly domestically are now being exported to Europe due to the improved packaging and cold chain systems. Entering these new markets not only raises revenue, but also stabilizes demand during domestic gluts. The essence is clear. In agribusiness, competitive advantage does not lie only in producing more. It lies in producing smarter, branding better, and reaching farther. Despite these opportunities, agribusiness value chains face structural challenges that we must address. Agribusiness value chains, especially in developing countries like India, face deep structural hurdles. The first is fragmentation. With millions of smallholders, farmers cultivating less than 2 hectares each, it becomes difficult to enforce the best practices or achieve economics of scale. Second are integration difficulties. Getting farmers, processors, distributors, and retailers to work in sync remains a challenge. Lack of trust, poor infrastructure, limited digital adoption widen these gaps. The third is limited market access, which constrains small producers. Many farmers which still depend on local mandis where they face middlemen and weak bargaining power. Access to modern retail, exports, or direct-to-consumer channels are often out of reach. In Bihar, where tomato farmers frequently dump produce during glut because they cannot access cold storage or distant market. At the same time, urban consumers in Delhi pay higher prices due to broken connections in the chain. These challenges show why building efficient, inclusive value chains is not optional. It is essential for farmer prosperity and consumer welfare. Let's now summarize this section by looking at the key takeaways and the next steps for value chain development. The value chain perspective tells us that every stage from input, investment to retail, carries opportunities for value creation and efficient gains. The key is to identify gaps and bridge them strategically. Conducting a comprehensive analysis of each stage helps uncover inefficiencies and highlight areas of value addition. For instance, a simple grading unit at the farm gate can double farmer income by selling produce in higher quality quantity categories. Second takeaway, support functions matter. Investments in R&D, branding, and logistics provide disproportionate return. Think how Amul leveraged branding and cold chain systems to turn a fragmented dairy sector into a global cooperative success story. The third takeaway is inclusion of small-scale producers, which is vital. Strengthening farmer cooperatives, offering digital tools, and linking them to modern markets improves resilience and equity. We have seen at Revasa Farms how giving small farmers shelf presence in supermarket changes their economics completely. The next steps involve deeper integration, scaling the best practices, and adopting technological-driven models to ensure sustainability. The value chain is not static. It evolves as markets evolve. Businesses that adapt quickly will capture the greatest long-term value. Having explored the supply and value chains, we now turn to the farmer-to-market systems that operationalize these flows on the ground. Farm-to-market systems form the backbone of agriculture supply chains, ensuring fresh produce reaches consumers effectively. They encompass the entire journey, starting from farm production, moving through collection, processing, and transport, and finally reaching retail shelves. At their core, these systems balance two priorities: farmer incomes and consumer access. If this system is inefficient, farmer earns less despite working harder, while consumers end up paying more for poor quality produce. A broken link anywhere in the chain, be it storage, transport, or retail, leads to wastage or value loss. A clear example is the direct-to-market farmer markets seen in many Indian cities on weekends. They cut out intermediaries and allow farmers to earn 20 to 30% more, while consumers get fresher products at lower prices. On the other hand, poorly managed systems like uncoordinated mandi auctions often create glut situations where farmers dump their produce, yet consumers in nearby cities face shortage. Farm-to-market systems are not just about moving produce, they are about creating trust and efficiency. Well-designed systems ensure food security, reduce wastage, and stabilize incomes across the chain.